Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar first thing when you wake up every day to have your quiet time with God. After the ministration, rebroadcast it to all your contacts so they too can be blessed. Join us on the prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Welcome also to Friday, the 15th day in May. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent to us today. Be responding with amen and receive it. I declare over you, every closed door before you is now by open. Receive divine access, divine opportunity, and supernatural breakthroughs this day. In Acts chapter 12, verse 10, as the angel led Peter to the prison door, the iron door, it opened on its own accord. If you have a key there, please hold it and raise it. Let's use it to pray. Any key at all. If you don't have key nearby, any object, even your hand, raise your right hand up or any object. I prophesy, every iron gate standing before you and your destiny must open on its own accord now. May gates to nations, doors to high levels, open for you and all those connected to you. This will not just be another Friday or weekend. It shall be special Friday and special weekend, dropping honey for you. You will take delivery of new things. Who is this? You receive a disturbing letter, email, or phone call. God asked me to tell you, calm down. God will intervene for you. God will douse the fire. Evil will not happen. Your fears will not happen. Let me pray for anyone or family having a ceremony this weekend or next weekend. Now, it will be glorious. If you are traveling or you have traveled already, go in peace and return in joy. If you are driving your car, please check the tires, the battery, the radiators, and all other things. Make sure everything is in order before you drive out. It's long we did alert upon alert prayers. So raise your phone and let me pray. I prophesy alert upon alert, payment upon payment, sales upon sales. God will put you in good people's heart to patronize you heavily and to bless you financially. Say amen, I receive it. May 15 born people open your hand for your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. God will bless you specially for this bad day and inspire people's hearts to bless you financially and with special gifts. Happy birthday. Right, listeners, we still have up to Sunday for teachings from questions and situations listeners are sending in. Send yours if you have any. First issue today, Calvary greetings. Please, Daddy, I have been dreaming of my place of birth, where I lived before, and those that I lived with before. I am seriously confused. Please, Daddy, hope it doesn't have any spiritual implication because this has been consistent. I want to listen to you, Daddy, on this. Wow. Seeing oneself in one's place of birth and with people one grew up with is not a good omen. But don't panic. Engage in warfare prayers as we teach it here. Then check your own heart and life that there is no gap, there is no infiltration, there is no sin in your life. If there is sin, confess and ask God for cleansing and quit it. Dreams are at the soulish realm. So fill your heart and your spirit with scriptures. Do warfare prayers, at least fasting a day in a week. Put good battle seed behind it. Making sacrifice is powerful when fighting spiritual battle. Keep the prayer on. Be on fire. Be consistent. It will soon vanish. Next, Daddy, please pray for me. Am I under a curse? My relationship don't last. I am getting depressed. Wow. Short-lived courtship. Many ladies suffer this. Some things are very important for single and waiting ladies, which I have been teaching here many times. Let me quickly summarize again today. One, know what you want for yourself and let your life's purpose and vision be very clear to you. a clear life's vision and purpose, we define every other thing around a person, including association, relationship, and eventual marriage. 2, don't go to bed with any one of them that you are not yet properly married to. Sheep ladies are dumped by hit and run guys. Don't let anybody turn you into a footmat or a dustbin. Then character. Watch your character. Be of good character. Then build up your career. Then develop your spiritual life. Fervently serving God, your God-ordained man that will respect your person and add value to your life as a wife, will locate you soon. This counsel is for all young and single ladies under the sound of my voice. As for you, please don't be depressed. Your God-ordained husband will locate you soon. Next, sir, on the issue of pension, discuss again. For me, as long as I live, I will pay tithe on my pension because most of the young people I started working with are now dead. Secondly, I have family members who have never worked for an organization that will pay them pension. For me, paying pension is a way of thanking God. Thank you, sir, from Kaduna. Wow. Thank God for you and for your faith, our Kaduna siblings, for your understanding and your resolve to tithe even on your pension. Everyone's faith shall work for him or her. Jesus will always say, be it unto you according to your faith. On this platform, we teach the whole truth of God and balance the truth. We don't force anyone to do anything. We leave everyone to do according to his or her heart. Let me take out this time here to appreciate and commend those that did the 14-day seed yesterday. Watch out. God will honor your faith. Testimonies will follow. I have prayed for you, and I'm still praying for you. Let's add one more. Good evening, Daddy. Please treat urgently. I left my box in our room. My mother-in-law went to be checking what's inside my box. Please, is that proper, sir? Myself and my husband are not working and staying in the same place. I stayed in Ijebu with her. My husband worked in Lagos. When I told my husband, he said he can't understand why his mother should do that. What can I do, sir? We are still believing God for fruit of the womb. Please help me. Wow. Your mother-in-law going into the room to check your bag is definitely not proper. But your husband working in Lagos, leaving you behind in Ijebu with his mother is also not proper. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, yet you are not staying in the same place most of the days. I guess he probably a weekend husband. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 clearly stated, a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. You and your husband have violated that scripture. No reason is good enough to violate God's word. Have a conversation with your husband to join him in Lagos. Don't stay with your mother-in-law in Ijebu while your husband is in Lagos working. No. It will lead to crisis. I believe you are already beginning to suspect your mother-in-law for your delay in pregnancy. You see? Listeners, if you have a word of counsel for this our member, please send it in. Rebroadcast it to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also bless those close to you, beginning from your family members, your children, your spouse, your friends, and your neighbor. Let God use you to bring more people to TPGF family all over the world. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element this evening. So after listening to the ministration tomorrow, you will take the communion. And we will do it here and also on the prayer hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. I hope you have now been joining prayer hub every day. Subscribe to our YouTube today. If you have not already done so, send a chat message of request to our media director to put you through. Also join the TPGF Telegram and the Telegram channel. It will put you through on the two also. Send a chat of request to +234 803-232-2276. Follow the procedure that will be sent to you and subscribe and join us on our channel. Our special seed for the month is the seed of 5555 for the fifth month of the year. Do yours if you have not done so. We started attaching special seed to the month according to the month of the year. It opened the door for us. It's working for us. It will work for you too. Don't compromise on your tithing, personal and corporate tithing. Also the battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed. Every seed has a voice before God, and every seed is sent to meet a need. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. He will take the battle off your hand. He will fight for you. You will watch God fight for you. He will open great doors of opportunities and possibilities. Wherever you are listening, UK, USA, all over the world, Abu Dhabi, all over Nigeria, everyone connected to this anointing, what is making it work? The mystery, the grace, the favor, the power behind this commission, and behind me is humble servant, will also be working for you. It's already working for you. It will work better. You are blessed. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.